out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Auger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint Smart Home Security System with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's been a lot of breaking news just over the last hour, and in fact, really over the last 15 minutes, regarding the Cincinnati Reds and the Seattle Mariners. They made a blockbuster trade, but one that mystifies Reds fans, including our own gentleman, Jim Dallas. Boy, I tell you, they just decimated your team, my friend.
I cannot believe over the course of the past week, the Cincinnati Reds are a completely different team, full of a lot of names I'm certainly not going to recognize. You've got minor leaguers getting promotions, and you've got American League players, which I'm not as familiar with, coming to the team. But when you get rid of Sonny Gray, who was the number two pitcher in the rotation, Kevin, out of five, that was last week. They got rid of Jesse Winker, their star outfielder, left fielder, today. And their former star, I will say former, because he's been slumping the past couple of years, and Eduardo Suarez also heading to the Mariners. And I'm telling you, I have been rooting for this team since I was 10 years old. The Big Red Machine. You remember the Big Red Machine.
I do.
You know, the Hall of Famers like Johnny Bench and Tony Perez and Joe Morgan and Pete Rose, who should be there. From that to what they're going to field this year, I'm beside myself. I really am. And, you know, I'm so angry right now. I may root for your St. Louis Cardinals this year.
Oh, gosh, would that be something to see? We'll be talking about this over the course of the summer, I can just about promise you. Stick around. Coming up, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You'll hear from him and, problems in our schools. Is it going to get any better? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, a quick check of the traffic cams right now at 2:30 on a Monday afternoon. We're seeing just a little bit of congestion there on Interstate 11 down there in South Henderson. That's Interstate 11 northbound at Horizon. Moderate flows as you work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15 right now. South at Sahara, north at Sunset. You're averaging about 55 miles per hour through there. Lane restrictions with possible delays downtown. Now, the traffic was light, but still, you only have a couple of lanes to work with there, so you still might be delayed somewhat. 515 east at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern, and road work on Nellis, both directions between Tropicana and Craig.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Arizona has the top seed in the South Regional of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. They'll play against the winner of the Bryant-Wright State matchup. Those two teams will square off on Wednesday for the right to advance. The first-round matchup with the Wildcats scheduled for Friday. In Sunday's NBA action, the Suns pounded the Lakers 140-111. Devin Booker had 30 points in the win. DeAndre Ayton with 23 points and 16 rebounds with a double-double. Phoenix is 54-14 with the victory. They increased their lead atop the Western Conference. They're 7.5 games better than the Grizzlies. 8 games ahead of the Golden State Warriors. Back at it tomorrow night, visiting New Orleans. Wednesday night, they head to Houston before returning home Friday against Chicago. NHL tonight, the Coyotes visit Ottawa. Arizona coming off Saturday's 3-2 loss at Boston.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My sign is a potential customer's first impression, so it needs to be perfect.
It's possible at Staples.
There are 4 other bakeries within 5 blocks of here. My shop needs to stand out.
Also possible. With Staples Print and Marketing Services, small businesses can print big with wide format signs and banners. Right now, get $10 off custom printed signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. Create your sign at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 3/26. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he asked me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries, years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's an amazing story that goes back 25 years, involving a number of current and former Metro officers. It is an incredible story. It was dredged up on Friday, I think it was, by the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I had a chance to visit with Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the RJ, and I asked him, is it still news 25 years later?
Well, when you're running for sheriff, lots of things become news. So basically, he was accused of kind of abusing his position of power while on patrol and making a woman, I think, expose herself and swallow some cocaine by, and, you know, it's basically impossible to say, oh, you know, we have video and this is what happened. We don't have video. We don't know what happened. We do know that, you know, he's obviously firmly denied it, and he's been promoted for 2.5 decades, which, you know, usually, not always, obviously, but usually in these cases when it's kind of a he said, she said, you look and say, well, is there a pattern of behavior? And really the only pattern you've seen with McMahill is, you know, just up, up, up and away in terms of his career. And so, you know, obviously none of us were there, but I think if I was to guess on, you know, where his character lies, I'd look at 25 years and not one he said, she said incident.
And by the way, when Stavros Anthony says, I can't remember the investigation 25 years ago, I can't remember a lot of stuff that happened 25 years ago in my life. is that a reasonable explanation?
Yeah, no, that's very reasonable. I mean, I can't remember the names of my kids half the time. So to think that, you know, I mean, it'd be one thing if, like, this was the only investigation he ever did. But, you know, I think he was working internal affairs. It sounds like he was doing investigations basically as part of his job on a regular basis. Well, guess what? Some patrol officer that, you know, you've never heard of at the time, that's just not going to stand out. There's not a flag that says, oh, in 25 years when you're running for lieutenant governor, like, this is going to be a big deal. So, you know, I certainly, you know, find it very, very reasonable to believe that he doesn't remember the details.
Does it show you the desperation that Democrats apparently have with Lombardo, who has been polling very, very well, is out there and might well be leading the governor? Does it show you the desperation that's going on the left?
Well, I mean, they're obviously trying to tie Lombardo into it because they say, oh, you know, he promoted McMahill. You know, I think it's a pretty tough stretch to get Lombardo anywhere into this. You know, obviously it's much more directly impacts McMahill. I mean, you know, if you're going through someone's career and there was something 25 years ago, and then you've got 2.5 decades worth of evidence that, you know, this person's really doing a good job, I think the vast, vast majority of people are going to say, yeah, this person's doing a really good job and I don't have to worry about something 25 years ago because I've seen, you know, them work day to day for decades. So I think it's a bit of a stretch to think that it's going to really hurt Lombardo. I mean, I'm sure there'll be just kind of innuendos about, oh, he protected a sexual predator or something like that. But, you know, in terms of substance, I don't think it's really going to stick.
And will it have legs, though? I mean, will we see this stuff in campaign ads over the course of between now and November?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can put anything in campaign ad, right? I certainly would not be surprised to see this come into a Lombardo ad. It's just, it's such a kind of a bank shot for Lombardo. I mean, it's much more direct, obviously, with McMahill. But, you know, Lombardo wasn't involved in the investigation. And so basically you're saying, well, this guy did something or is alleged to have done something bad. And, you know, Lombardo promoted him anyway. And I just think that's going to be a tough sell. Just, you know, Lombardo wasn't directly involved, and I just think it's, you know, they'll try, but I just don't think it's going to land very well.
And because this has got to be a debate that's going on inside politics with the consultants and with the candidates, should Republicans try and use this against Sheriff Joe?
Well, I don't think it's the best, you know, just from a political perspective, I don't think it's the best attack. I mean, if you've got money to spend, I'd hit Lombardo on the Sanctuary City stuff and on the gun stuff. I mean, the gun stuff is just a clear, like, he's probably the weakest Republican gubernatorial candidate on the Second Amendment. I mean, probably even weaker than Sandoval, given that Sandoval, you know, wanted to be a judge and knew he couldn't go squishy on the Second Amendment. So, I think that's his biggest vulnerability. I mean, the immigration stuff, he's got a good explanation for, but it still sounds bad. I just am not sure any other candidate's going to have the money to hit him. But if I was, you know, if I was directing it, that's where I would put the focus.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We're talking about that story in the RJ from 25 years ago. And will it have legs? Will it not have legs? We will obviously wait to see. I want to ask you about a story that we've been running all morning that apparently the feds, the mask mandate on planes, trains, and automobiles or whatever, Sorry, that was a reference to a movie. But the mask mandate in public transportation is going to be extended through, I believe, April 18th. Do we really need this on my next three-hour flight back to Kansas City? Do I really need to be wearing a mask?
No, you don't. And, I mean, talk about just not being able to let it go. You know, has anyone seen Dr. Fauci recently? Like, should we
no.
put on ATV? Is he lost? Has he been kidnapped? You know, it's like the pandemic's over, and he's like, he's not on TV celebrating. It's like, he's not on TV at all, at least not that I've seen. So, no, I think, look, the pandemic is over. It's been over for a long, long time. If you want to get vaccinated, you will have a you know pretty high degree of protection against serious illness. And if you don't want to get vaccinated, that's on you. And that's where we're at. That's where we've been at for a long time. And then on top of that, masks don't work. I mean, it's like amazing. But just look at Nevada. Like, we dropped their mask mandate a month ago, and cases have just been plummeting like a rock. I mean,
well,
the mask didn't do anything.
Well, and now I guess here in the state, they're not going to put out an update. Except once a week on Wednesday, I believe it is. Do we need to keep the pressure on? Do we need to keep at least telling the public what's going on?
No, I think that's fine. I mean, I think it's fine to not have the daily case thing. I think that's good. I think that's the kind of approach we should be going to, where it's not news if we had, you know, 200 cases or, you know, 400 cases. We're going to have a spike in cases at some point. That's what happens with diseases. You know, but we don't have like a flu tracker every January being like, oh no, we had 1,500 cases of the flu today. What are we going to do? You know, it's just, at this point, it's become endemic. Cases are going to rise and fall, and you don't need to panic about it. You know, if you want to protect yourself. And if you don't, then, you know, go out and enjoy living your life. I just think from a public health perspective, we're at the flu, you know, we're at the point where we should start treating it like the flu.
And is this how you think it will end, very quietly like this, with just a pronouncement that April 18th, okay, no more masks on planes and trains and buses? Is that how it's going to end?
Yeah, you know, you've got to think that they've kind of extended it as long as they can. You know, I don't know, maybe their polling's going to tell them that, you know, Biden's going to be in real trouble if he, you know, goes even further into the, you know, the freedom side, and, you know, his party is demanding some sort of action. But, you know, there's just no public policy reason to have a mask mandate on planes. I mean, there just was never one, because the air on planes is filtered. In fact, you're basically better off on a plane than almost anywhere else if you're going to be around people, as unintuitive as that sounds. But, you know, we've known for a long time that politics is driving a lot of this, and not the quote-unquote science.
There you have it. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue for a Monday on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants, especially now at tournament time? Trust me, I know just what you're talking about. Years of overdriven radio station headphones caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family to repeat what they had said just seconds ago. It drove me crazy. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing that Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Secretary of State's office has been busy today with two more major candidates filing for election in our state. And gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking it. Who's in?
Well, we've been speculating. In fact, we've been talking for a long time about Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo actually becoming a governor through the Republican ticket, and he made that official today, Kevin, and he even went up north to do it. He went up to where I guess he hopes to be working in the near future, at least near the state government in northern Nevada, and so did Catherine Cortez Masto, who is a U.S. Senator and former Attorney General in the state of Nevada, and of course she's the Democrat seeking a second term, going up against another former Attorney General, Republican Adam Laxalt. So they're making it official before the deadline. Of course, Sheriff Joe had to do that before Friday, or else he wouldn't have been eligible.
March 18th.
Yeah.
End of the week. End of the week. Close of business. Okay, well, thank you very much for that information. Two major candidates are in. I want to give the former president an opportunity to take a victory lap. And this is really important, folks. This is from Florence, South Carolina, Saturday night. The former president, Donald J. Trump, claiming that he was essentially the peace president. Listen to this.
Because the fake news said my personality would get us into a war. I'm telling you, that guy's going to get us into a war. But actually, my personality is what kept us out of war. I was the only president in nearly four decades who did not get America into any new conflicts. Instead, I brought our troops and our wonderful children back home. I brought them back home where they belong. Under Joe Biden, America is neither feared nor respected. There has never been a time where our country has been treated the way it is right now. Other countries are lecturing us and telling us what to do. And that's why we are seeing chaos and mayhem and bloodshed all over the world. Never been a time like it. Meanwhile, you have warmongers like this crazy Liz Cheney. She's a nut job. And Adam Kinzinger, you ever see him? He gets on television, he cries all the time. He starts crying, I don't know. Governor, is that an actor? Is he serious? He's crying all the time. We call him crying, Adam Kinzinger. And the other neocons who have never found a war that they did not want. And by the way, we got everything we wanted. We didn't have to go to war. They don't mind our soldiers and other people and other soldiers from other countries dying. They don't think about that. In the name of democracy, they destroyed Syria, Libya, Iraq, and Afghanistan. I brought our soldiers back home, leaving a trail of devastation and suffering. Rarely has the world seen anything like it. And remember that with Ukraine, I sent the javelins that you see are so effective against the tanks. Biden didn't. And in fact, he ended our last order. Probably it'll get there because everyone realized it was the right thing to do. And Obama, remember Obama, Biden? They sent blankets. I sent javelins and they sent, well, you know what the javelins are? The anti-tank weapons. They knocked the hell out of those tanks. And Ukraine wouldn't be having a chance without them. That was all sent by me, all of it. We sent other military equipment, too. We didn't send our soldiers, but we sent them a lot of equipment. Well, we need to help stop this brutal invasion. We also have to clean out the rot of our failed foreign policy establishment. It is indeed rotten to the core before these total lunatics lead us down the path of national ruin and World War III. They will do it, too.
That's the former president, Donald J. Trump, Saturday night, blustery night in Florence, South Carolina. Everybody was bundled up, including the president, which was kind of cool to see. But I will tell you, he makes a great point that on his watch, you know, we went 18 months and didn't lose even one soldier. 18 months. And that's on that president's watch. What has happened, you know, don't even talk about Kabul and 13 brave Americans who lost their lives. Don't even go there. But we are in the midst of a run-up to possibly World War III on Joe Biden's watch. He is not a peace president. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com.